confirm cases and investigate the source. Food safety or more after a person was infected. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's Così fan tutti overture here on KPR, or tutte, shall we say. That was Hans Vonk and Staatskapelle Dresden. Good morning, I am Destiny. Happy Monday, I hope you're all doing well. I hope you had a great weekend. It's about 78 degrees here in Lawrence. I would get outside and enjoy what I would call right now cool weather. It might be some of the coolest we have this week. It's supposed to be hot indeed. This hour, I've got some interesting things for you. A movement of a Haydn quartet for strings, you know, two violins, violoncello, actually played by guitar, an arrangement of one of the famous hymn tunes. That'll be nice. Right now, we are going to listen to a flute concerto. Concerto number 2 by Franz Donzi. James Galway is playing the flute, and normally concerti or concertos feature a main instrument with orchestra, and they usually have 3 movements. This one does. And I will note that the last movement, the 3rd movement, is a polonaise. It's a fun little dance. So let us all take a listen together right now on KPR. Franz Donzi, Concerto No. 2 for flute and orchestra, featuring James Galway. Enjoy. Franz Donzi's Concerto No. 2 for flute and orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. That was the Württemberg Chamber Orchestra conducted by Jörg Fepor, and the brilliant playing there by the flute you heard was James Galway. Glad you are along with me this morning here on KPR, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan from the University of Kansas. I've got a Stamitz clarinet concerto coming up. We're hearing from the flute and the clarinet this morning. Some lovely wind instruments from the orchestra. Right now, we are going to listen to a string quartet played by the guitar. So a string quartet has 2 violins, viola and cello, and Haydn wrote a lot of them. He has a famous one called The Emperor. And in one of the movements is a very familiar hymn tune that some of you might recognize from, well, from everywhere. Sometimes it's on movies, sometimes it's on the radio. Anyhow, the guitarist is Christopher Parkening, and the arranger, Ronald Ravenscroft. It's of the Glorious Things movement, the movement with the hymn of the Haydn String Quartet. So it's about 6 minutes of lovely guitar playing right now on KPR. A lovely arrangement for guitar here on Kansas Public Radio from the Haydn String Quartet, the Emperor String Quartet. That was Christopher Parkening on guitar. The arrangement, Ronald Ravenscroft. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. I've got some clarinet coming up for you. And then next hour, Friends, Dvorak and Smetana. And then, can you believe that a waltz, and Shostakovich are in the same sentence? Mm-hmm. You will just have to keep on listening to find out. It's going to be fun indeed. I'd like to thank some of our great supporters here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More info is available at lmh.org/orthokansas. If you would like to be a great supporter like that, it's always fun to read about you. There is a way to help. Every dollar makes a difference. 5 here, 10 there, the occasional $100 a month contribution. That's how it works here at Kansas Public Radio. Your individual donations add up. They make up the largest share of our income. And that's why your sustaining gift now is so important. Helps us know how to plan for the future. Become a sustainer today at kansaspublicradio.org. All right, we are going to listen to Clarinet Concerto No. 10 by Carl Stamitz. This is Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Iona Brown, and the clarinet is Zabina Meyer. It is right now on KPR. Zabina Meyer here on the clarinet on Kansas Public Radio with Academy of St. Martin in the Fields and Iona Brown. That was Carl Stamitz Clarinet Concerto No. 10. Thank you for being here with me this hour listening to music. I am your host, Destiny, and I will be here for two more hours, and then Jeff Watson will be in with more music from 12 to 3. We've always got great music for you. Here at KPR, next hour, Smetana and Dvorak, the friends, will hear from both of them, and then also some music from Berlioz and Sibelius, and The Mysterious Mountain that was supposed to play for you last week, but the technological gremlins got it. So we'll get to hear that in the 11 o'clock hour. It's a really nice meditative symphony. I think you will all really like it. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. It is hot. Well, it's actually rather nice at the moment, but it's going to get hot. So stay cool. Keep hydrated, friends. This is KPR. Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on Kansas Public Radio from 5 to 9 a.m. We are live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's about 82 degrees here in Lawrence. We are getting close to 90 today. The rest of the week just gets hotter and hotter and hotter. So enjoy the temperature at this very moment. It might be one of the coolest. We're going to listen to NPR News for just a few minutes here at the top of the hour and then come back to Kansas Public Radio with more classical music for you. Thanks for being here.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. President Trump posted online this morning that the U.S. is reinstating a blockade on Iran in the Strait of Hormuz and will charge a 20% reimbursement or toll on all cargo shipped. The president says this is to compensate the U.S. for providing safety and security. NPR's Hadil Alshalchi reports on the latest wave of strikes.
U.S. Central Command released a statement saying, quote, the Strait of Hormuz is a vital maritime corridor for global trade. Iran does not control it. The U.S. said it struck dozens of Iranian targets with precision munitions, claiming it degraded Iran's ability to continue attacking international shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran did not respond to that claim, but said that one person was killed in the U.S. strikes over the weekend, bringing the total number of deaths to 17 since these recent strikes began, according to Iranian officials. Iran also said it targeted U.S. bases in Bahrain, Jordan, and Kuwait. The status of the ceasefire negotiations is unknown right now, with President Trump calling the ceasefire over, but not ruling out further talks with Iran. Hadil Alshalchi, NPR News, Istanbul.
The World Cup has led to the strongest consumer spending in June over the last 4 years in the U.S., according to credit and debit card spending data from Bank of America. NPR's Stephen Bisaha says online sales also contributed.
Consumer spending rose 6.3% in June from a year earlier. Part of that is because online sales, like Amazon's Prime Day, were a month earlier than last year. And then there's the World Cup. Spending at restaurants and bars was up, especially in host cities. And even beyond these one-off events, the Bank of America Institute's senior economist David Tinsley says consumers are firing on all cylinders.
That's right. I mean, we've had good spending growth in the economy really since the start of the year.
But that spending could slow down after the World Cup. Part of that is because despite wage growth being strong, consumer spending is rising faster than people's earnings. Stephen Masaha, NPR News.
The Red Cross is declaring a national blood emergency, citing a sharp drop in donations. NPR's Rob Stein reports.
Donations have been falling since the end of May, causing the national blood supply to drop by about 25% by the end of June. Blood donations often decline this time of year because regular routines get disrupted by summer travel and blood drives at places hiking and boating. And that's what's happening again this year. The Red Cross says there's a deficit of about 3,500 units of blood each week. Rob Stein, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Smetana's Bartered Bride Overture here on Kansas Public Radio. George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra to open our 10 a.m. hour together. Good morning. Thank you for being here with me. I'm Destiny. Glad you are listening to music with me, indeed. I know we have many experts out there who know what overtures are, but for those of you that don't, I thought a fun fact of the morning might be, what is an overture? We all know the actual noun itself, like overtures of love. But musically speaking, if you've ever been to an opera, it usually is the first instrumental thing that you hear to set the tone for the opera. So a lot of these overtures stand alone without the opera. They just represent it, like the one by Berlioz I have coming up. I did mention that Smetana and Dvorak were friends, which was a hint that we will hear from Dvorak this hour. In about 10 minutes, we will. But still in the overture theme, a fun one that has a beautiful English horn solo in it. Hector Berlioz, the Roman Carnival Overture. Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops, now on KPR. Berlioz, Hector Berlioz, the composer, Roman Carnival Overture. Here on Kansas Public Radio, that was Eric Kunzel conducting the Cincinnati Pops. I've got music by Sibelius this hour, and coming up, something by Dvorak. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. All right. Antonin Dvorak wrote a Czech suite somewhat similar to Smetana's music, the Bartered Bride Overture, which had a lot of folk in it. This is similar. It's an orchestral tribute to Bohemian folk music. And Dvorak thought that perhaps he was capturing the soul of rural village life in this, with a lot of pastoral melodies, some traditional dance rhythms. This is called Czech Suite, and it's five movements. There's a pastorale, like I mentioned. Then there's a polka, which is really fun, of course. Polkas are always fun. A minuet, a little romance, and then a finale. I've got John Elliott Gardner conducting the North German Radio Symphony. Dvorak's Czech Suite, right now on Kansas Public Radio. Dvorak's Czech Suite here on Kansas Public Radio. That was John Elliott Gardner with the North German Radio Symphony Orchestra. To close out this hour, I've got something by Sibelius. It is his Pohoya's Daughter, and I will tell you all about it after we give it a listen. I'm running short on time here. So this is Sir Alexander Gibson with the Scottish National Orchestra, now on KPR. Here on Kansas Public Radio, Pohoyo's Daughter by Sibelius, Jean Sibelius. That was Sir Alexander Gibson and the Scottish National Orchestra. Interesting about that, it's one of his most epic symphonic tone poems, and it has to do with a hero encountering a beautiful maiden sitting on a rainbow. It's based on the Finnish national epic, the Kalevala, so It is definitely Finnish nationalism and very captivating, I would say. I love the beautiful cello solo that it starts out with. I hope you all enjoyed listening to it with me. Next hour, we're going to open with a jazz suite by Shostakovich. Yes, Shostakovich knew how to have fun. He did indeed. Also, a piano concerto and that mysterious mountain symphony that we were supposed to hear last week. We will get to hear that next hour. It's very nice, very meditative. All righty, you are listening to Kansas Public Radio. It is 84 degrees here in Lawrence, Kansas.
Turn old EV batteries into resources rather than burdens on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from Friends of the Press, a membership program of the University Press of Kansas that supports the publication of scholarly and regional books. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. And the KU Natural History Museum. Membership at the museum includes reciprocal entry to over 200 museums and science centers across the country. Membership information is available at biodiversity.ku.edu. Up next, a few minutes of the news, which is probably like a zoo, and then back to Kansas Public Radio for more soothing music.
Live air conditioning is uncommon even in schools, and most are still in session through late July.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. This is Kansas Public Radio. From his jazz suite, number one, The Waltz by Shostakovich, here on Kansas Public Radio. That was Mario Bernardi and the CBC Orchestra. Good morning. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning and listening to music. We've got one more hour together, and then Jeff Watson will be in with more great classical music for you. Last week, I scheduled Mysterious Mountain to play, and then the mystery, the joke, was on us because the files didn't work and it skipped to something else. But now I am back with the Mysterious Mountain. We finally get to hear it. It's really beautiful and meditative. This is Symphony Number 2, Alan Hovhaness. I've got Jesus Lopez Cobos and the Cincinnati Philharmonia Orchestra. I hope you enjoy it. Now on Kansas Public Radio. Majestic, meditative, magnificent, mysterious mountain here on Kansas Public Radio by Alan Hovhaness. That was Symphony Number 2, Mysterious Mountain. A lot of alliteration there, but indeed beautiful. For those of you that are familiar with Vaughan Williams, did anyone else notice some similarities in the writing there? I'd be curious to know what you think. Jesus Lopez Cobos was conducting the Cincinnati Philharmonia Orchestra. You know, if there is something that you would like to hear that you are not hearing, you can always let me know, and you can always make a request, because we have a request show on Fridays and Saturdays. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org/classics by request. You can even request something for the midweek if you can't make it on the actual request day, like tomorrow for a special holiday. We have something coming up. Right now, we're going to listen to a piano concerto on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, a piano concerto by Chopin. And interestingly, it's number 2, but it was actually the first of the concerti that he wrote. It just was published later, and that's why it ended up being called number 2. I've got Claudio Arrau conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Chopin Piano Concerto No. 2 here on KPR, Claudio Aroe.
At Morning Edition, we know asking guests direct questions leads to more complete answers. Questions such as,
how significant is that?
Why did it get to be so difficult?
And what do you think is going to happen next?
To really understand what's happening, you have to understand why it's happening in the first place. Get the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsbury Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. Jeff Watson is in with more music for you after the news here on KPR.